Hello, welcome to the podcast Reelies. I'm your host, Carly McKean, founder of Emotion Release Technique, high performance business coach, and naturopath. In these conversations, I want to share about the real ease, getting to the root cause. And this may relate to our mindset, our behaviors, our belief systems, or thought patterns, or our physical body. And also getting to the root cause of our money mindset, manifestations, and how we can influence our business or success by addressing our own nervous system and subconscious patterning. If you're a health practitioner or coach, these are conversations you do not want to miss out on. In these conversations, I want to share about the incredible emotion release technique and how this technique is the missing piece to your practice or coaching sessions. ERT will fast track your client results and help you to exceed the expectations for your clients, resulting in more referrals, improving your reputation, and expanding the possibilities of where you can take your business. ERT can be the thing that transforms your client's health, mindset, and behaviors, and also unlocks your potential as a practitioner or coach, creating more clients, more money, and more success. Let's focus and create better client results, thriving businesses, and be happy and healthy in the process. Let's go deep, let's get to the core and create that real ease. Hello there. In this conversation, I wanted to talk to you about procrastination. Now, procrastination is a very common behavior that I see presenting either with clients that I see in my mentoring and my masterminds that I run. And I think it's really a common human behavior. And I wanted to sort of talk to that today. Lots and lots of people complain about this feeling of procrastination. So they know that they don't want to be procrastinating. They know that it's actually stopping them or hindering them moving forward, but they actually get a little bit stuck on why that happens. Now, I wanted to talk to you today around a few sort of key areas that I see and how you can really assess this in a way, but also to give you a bit of a framework to work with when actually looking at what needs to happen here. So the first thing that I look at would be if there's any unconscious resistance to the goals. Now, this is very, very, very common. So unconsciously, somebody may actually resist the thing that they're actually after. So consciously, they're all in, they really want the goal, they're really after a certain thing, but unconsciously, that triggers a response in their nervous system. And so this is where self-sabotage plays out. So with self-sabotaging behaviors, procrastination would be one of them because it's an amazing way of stopping or keeping someone stuck or avoiding the thing that actually is going to get them to that next phase, that next level, or close to the goal that they're after. So it is very common for somebody to be unconsciously responding to the things that they're after. And this is where the ERT process comes in amazing. There's an actual complete framework that we can actually assess goals and things that people are after. And we want to assess these at the very start to make sure that they're not actually going to be sabotaging themselves around this. Or we could use the ERT process if they are starting to sabotage, starting to procrastinate, starting to get off track. We can use the ERT process to see what's going on and create that behavioral change by addressing the subconscious and actually, resetting the nervous system to be aligned to the goals so this self-sabotaging behavior doesn't play out. So that's a really, really common thing that I see. And that's really easy to assess through the ERT process. The second thing that I want to look at also when someone's procrastinating is actually their energetics or their energy. So if someone is depleted or tired, unwell, and they're just not in their most energetic self or their energetics are off, where they're feeling flat, they're feeling low, they're feeling depleted, this type of energy doesn't actually create momentum and moving forward. A lot of the time it creates resistance and somebody becomes more uninspired or there's no desire or they're unable because they're flat, they're tired, they're not well, or they're not feeling well, or then they don't have this vitality or vibrancy in their system, which that energy creates stuckness. It creates this uninspired feeling. And so this is where procrastination can come in. So again, we can actually assess that through the ERT process to go, is someone tired? Is someone low? Is someone flat? Is someone depleted? Their energetics, are they off? Because if we can actually work with this and work with the nervous system and build that energy and build the, you know, the vitality in someone's system, what actually can happen there is that we can actually create an energy shift. And what happens on the other end of that is wanting to move forward, more energy, more inspired sort of thoughts that come through. And that creates momentum. So that is another big area. And again, the ERT process is incredible to assess what's going on there and make a shift at that level of the nervous system. Now, the other factor that I also like to look at, and I think this is a very big component, and we can work this again through the ERT process or even the conscious mind as well. So sometimes the actual thing is that we are very unclear or unsure of what to do next. It's the unsureness of the next step, what to do. Now, there's a few reasons of why we don't know what to do next. And it could be literally not making a decision and actually just being in our power and going, this is what I need to do. It could be that they actually haven't taken, or you haven't taken the time, depending on what sort of context we're looking at here, haven't taken the time to plan it out. And the reason why sometimes we don't know how to plan it out is that, again, we're unsure, we're unclear, we don't really know. And so this creates a bit of a block. And so in that sort of context, it's like, okay, well, where can we get information? Can we ask somebody to help us in what sort of, what, how that looks like? Can we do some research to realize like what actually is the next step so we can actually help ourselves move forward? Because if we don't create a plan and we don't actually know what we need to do, we become unsure and we become a bit unclear. And if we become unsure and unclear, we actually procrastinate. So then we actually feel like we're doing something, but we're actually not doing the thing that we need to do. And it keeps us in this perpetual cycle of just not doing the thing we need to do, feeling guilty about that, then procrastinating because we feel guilty and we're unsure. So this actually really helps to actually, you know, pull it back. What is the next thing? What's the next step? What is the next step that I need to do? But you know what? Like sometimes, like when we know what we need to do, well, we've created a plan, but we can actually make a plan that has very macro-driven tasks, or they're very, very macro tasks. And again, macro tasks on a to-do list or things that we need to do can be very unhelpful as well because they are too big and it doesn't actually give us the next steps. For instance, if it's on your website, oh, sorry, on your to-do list to build a website, to create more leads, to write a blog, you know, to do these macro tasks, again, we're actually missing the point here because that feels overwhelming to the nervous system around like creating a website. Okay, well, we need to create more micro tasks and actually really plan out these macro tasks so that we have a step-by-step next step process that actually helps us to move forward. And so how you can do this is when we're looking at the micro tasks, I guess, is that we brain dump all of the things that you need to do to complete that sort of macro task. So brain dump them all down as all the things that you need to do to get that completed. So that also is an energetic benefit where we're actually moving forward because we're writing things down. We're thinking about all the tasks. It almost is a step forward because we actually are thinking about all the things that we need to do. And that in itself can actually improve the energetics and create some sort of inspired action in our body. And when you actually do that, there's a lot of ways that you can actually work through that task. You can actually just look at them, work through the list, the ones that you know how to do, the next step, pick one, the next step, get that done, and then go to the list again. When that's completed, do the next thing on the list. You could also number those tasks out of what you think that you could do or what the order is. And that could be a way that you can tick things off. You could do the really sort of major tasks first and just get those done. And so then that gives you an energetic shift when they're completed. Or you could actually create, do the tasks on the list that are actually more enjoyable for you, that you actually know what you need to do. And that can actually create that momentum as well, because there's a little bit of more inspiration in doing that. You actually know what to do next. And that actually helps to get that momentum moving forward and really positively improve the energetics and the momentum energy. When we feel that in the body, it actually creates more desire to keep going. So again, this helps to overcome that procrastination, because the key here is we need to know what we're doing next. And by really having those micro tasks, it's a really great concept. It's really great to be able to work with that. Hey, sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to share with you, if you want more information around emotion release technique, the ERT website is www.emotionreleasetechnique.com. And here you will find all the information around how to train in ERT, or you can learn more about ERT as a health practitioner or as a coach. So head over to the website. And if you have any questions, make sure you reach out to me on Instagram at Emotion Release Technique. Thank you. The other thing you could do is actually create a deadline of when you actually want to complete that macro task and actually reverse engineer all the things that you need to do. So you actually do have a step-by-step guide to actually achieve that goal by a desired time. And that can be really a really great strategy here of actually, so then each day you know the next step that you have to achieve, and because you're almost created the deadline, you actually, those tasks have to be complete on that day. So again, you know your next step because it's already panned out. You've already created the plan and you're really clear on the very next steps. Now this whole process, and this is a common process that I use with clients or practitioners or coaches or anyone that I'm working with, this is important because procrastination comes up very, very, very often. It is a mechanism. It's a behavioral response for self-sabotaging behaviors. So you can use this concept with your own clients because, yeah, they might be blocked. I guess when you see someone procrastinating, or when I see my clients or practitioners or coaches or whoever I'm working with procrastinating, it's giving me a bit of an insight that there's something that we need to address. So I like to see it as almost like a key that there's a behavioral sort of response happening that gives us a key that there must be something underlying that's blocking something. So we need to have a look of what that is. Are you resistant to your goals? Is that really what we have to start addressing and making sure the nervous system is aligned to that? What's their energetics like? Are they tired? Are they inspired? Do they have the desire to reach their goals? And even if they say they don't have the desire, that doesn't mean that they don't want the goals. It's just an energetic shift that we have to sort of reset to make sure that everything's aligned. Or is it that they actually just don't, it's all overwhelming for them. It feels like it's too much. We have to break things down even more simple and really create like lots of clarity, lots of simplicity for the next step. So, and even if it's really simple tasks, even if it's really simple recommendations, because by actually ticking things off or completing these simple things, we actually affect the energetics. We actually help to increase momentum. We actually shift, because then there's better energetics in the system, within the nervous system, feels like things are moving forward, and that builds and builds and builds. And this is how we can help someone move forward. Now, the ERT process is vital when we're looking at all of those areas, because a lot of these things can be an unconscious or subconscious response. And the ERT process does actually give us complete insight, not just insight, but it actually helps to reset the subconscious and reprogram to the desire, or what actually is the alignment of the goals and what they're actually after. And you don't have to guess. You don't have to think. You don't have to like create a lot of strategy around this. It can actually just be a resetting of the system to make sure that everything is moving forward. So again, when you're seeing procrastination, it is a behavioral response. And a lot of the time it's giving us a key or an insight that there's something underlying that, because we're humans, right? This is what's going to happen. This is a sabotaging behavior. And yeah, we need to work with that, because when we're working with this, we're actually unlocking something very amazing for the person that you're working with, so that they can move forward. They can actually achieve their goals and succeed in whatever they're after. And yeah, I hope that's been helpful, and thanks for listening. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you loved today's conversation. If you got something out of today's episode and you wanted to share that with somebody that you know, please share away. I'd really love that. If today's episode got you thinking about a few things and you wanted to touch base with me, or you have a question, send me a DM on Instagram. You will find me at Emotion Release Technique. And I'd really appreciate if you would hit the subscribe button and leave me a 5-star review. It really does help. And this way you can help me to reach more people and help me in my mission to transform the lives of our clients, make a change within our industries, and to help me to help you to improve your business success. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you on the next episode, and I hope you have a great day.